Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey, what are you eating? It smells good.
Oh, it's 包子 and 豆浆。
Ah, steamed buns and soybean milk. You get that on the street?
Yeah, steamed buns, 包子 soybean milk, 豆浆。
In Canada, would you also have steamed buns and soy milk?
No, not on the street. The street food is different there.
So what would you order?
Well, let's talk about that today.
Yeah, sounds good. But first, let's give everyone a question to listen for.
Sure. 我们今天啊是要来跟大家聊聊在北美也有路边小摊或者是这种早餐店吗对吧 OK, 先听 Colin 老师今天的听力题哈。
In Canada, when would you order a double-double?
Is it A?
When ordering a coffee?
Or B.
When you want two of something.
欢迎大家到微信来搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记 So in Canada, I would usually have a coffee and a bagel or muffin.
Any particular reason why?
Well, I like them, but also it's the common food that's on the street. So you can get it anywhere. It's convenient.
So, what would you say?
What do you mean?
You know, to order.
Oh, I don't know. I just order.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have a role play of you ordering from me, okay?
Why can't you be the one ordering from me?
You know I don't eat breakfast. I wouldn't know what to say.
Ah, right. Okay.
Come on. Have a go.
Okay. 接下来呢，我跟 Colin 啊来模拟一段日常对话哈。大家听一听，如果我走进一家路边的早餐店，我说在北美哈，路边的早餐店，我会说些什么呢？然后又能点点什么呢 ？So I'll just be walking down the street and see your shop, and I guess I would just say something like, "Good morning. Do you have coffee here?"
Good morning. Yes, we do. We have small, medium, and large.
Good. I'll have a small coffee, please.
Light or dark roast?
Oh, I like the dark.
Sure, no problem.How many creams and sugars would you like?
Make it a double-double, please.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, do you have anything to eat?
Yeah, we have bagels and muffins.
Great, can I have a toasted blueberry bagel?
Do you want cream cheese or butter?
Just butter.
Okay, so that's one blueberry bagel toasted with butter.
Yeah, can I get that in the back?
Sure, no problem. You all set?
Yeah, how much is that gonna be?
$8, please.
Here you go, keep the change.
Thanks, have a good day.
You too. And then I just walk away.
Well, that was all very normal.
Of course it was normal. I am a normal person.
Okay.
这就是一段平常的就是我们在北美啊去买个早餐的对话呀。
So, do you miss coffee and bagels?
Well, bagels sometimes, but coffee, I just order into the office whenever I want one.Okay, tell everyone what is a bagel, please.
Well, a bagel is kind of wheat bread about the size of your hand. It's in the shape of a circle with a hole in the middle. And first it's boiled and then baked. You can use it to make sandwiches instead of regular bread, but it's most often eaten for breakfast.
对 bagel 这个词啊是B-A-G-E-L 这个词我记得是我真的去了加拿大之后才认识的、就是它其实就是一种面包然后呢它长得有一点点像甜甜圈也是一个圈然后中间有一个洞对吧
Yeah
但是呢它没有它不是像甜甜圈那么软的 It's not donut, right?
No
就它很硬的那个中文啊翻译成百吉圈就硬邦邦的其实是一种硬面包
It's heavier than bread So you like double-double coffees, eh?
Yeah, of course. It seems that most people in Canada like two creams and two sugars in their coffee.
Yeah, and it's a good word. It's fun to say. Double-double.
是的 double-double. It's cute. 这是加拿大特色啊因为很多人都喜欢这个双糖双奶这个咖啡的配置对吧
yeah.
所以我们就会直接说 I want a double-double. 其实就是 I want a cup of coffee withTwo creams and two sugars.
Right.
大家可能会问啊 ,sugar is uncountable.
Right.
Right. 但是呢其实我们在口语里面讲到就是 two sugars, 其实就是两份糖 ,two bags of sugar.
That's right, that's right.
Okay.
So, what's the difference between light roast and dark roast?
Well, 这个词呢也是我去了加拿大之后我才认识的、对吧 ?Dark roast has a more full flavor.A stronger coffee taste, right? Light roast has more caffeine.
Yes.
Dark roast coffee 就是深度烘焙的咖啡。Light roast 是那个烘焙程度比较低，但是啊， 我以前就以为是 dark roast 就会比较浓，可是实际上 light roast 因为它能烘焙程度比较低，反而是咖啡因比较强。
Gotcha.
嗯。
Now I noticed you used money, cash money, and not your phone to pay, right?
Yeah, in the West, most small things are still paid for in cash. You guys are just lagging behind.
Yeah, that's true. Here, you can use WeChat or Alipay, and everybody takes them. But in the West, there's so many different pay services, and not everybody takes them all.So actually, it's easier just to use cash.
Right, especially food on the street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a living a tip easier too.
How much do you normally tip?
For a street shop?
Yeah.
你是说街边店给小费吗？
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Maybe 10% sometimes?、
Mm.
Sometimes nothing.
Right.
It depends on how much change I'm carrying or getting back from the store. But in the restaurant, more like 20% and sometimes even more in the bar.
Yeah, yeah. On street food, it's not required that you tip, so it's nice, but you don't need to.、Right?
对，这个大家就记住了，就是在那种街边的店啊，不一定要给小费，对吧？这就没有硬性规定，不像是你在餐厅，你就应该要给小费。
Right, right.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today, but don't forget our question.
In Canada, when would you order a double-double?
Is it option A?
When ordering coffee?
Or option B?
When you want two of something.
这道题的答案就在我们的文字版笔记里啦。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you everybody for joining us today for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Have a great day.
See you.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。